You are the one that does all the work, and we get to be used now and then as we submit to you. And God, let it be today that our submission be complete and you be number one in our life. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said, amen. Amen. Now today I'm going to talk a little bit about casting out demons. Alright. Casting out. Out demons. Alright. Father, help me today. The first thing I want you to know is before you start thinking about casting out demons in everybody else's life, you better get the demons that are in your life casted out. There's a lot of super spiritual people in this world that walk around with their own personal hidden demons. Demons of lust, demons of lack of self-control, demons of alcoholism, demons of drug addictionism, demons of worldlyism, that when they are in a group or a public place with other Christians, what happens is all of a sudden they become very spiritual and they walk around thinking they're going to cast demons out of others, but indeed, they haven't even cast the demons out of themselves yet. Are you hearing me? There are spiritual things that go on in this life that are a part of you until you make a decision that they will no longer be a part. Are you hearing me today? Now, the Bible says that as you and Jesus become one, that the works that he has done, you shall do also and more than him. But a lot of people that want to go out about practice these things indeed have never allowed God to have full control over their life. So if you really want to walk in especially this spiritual growth thing, then the first thing you got to do is get control over your life. Are you hearing me here today? There are people in this room that are still struggling with a spirit of lust. Amen? Now, lust is not necessarily even sexual. Right? Lust can be an overwhelming desire for things. For money. Amen? For I gotta be in control or I'm gonna have my way things. Are you hearing me? And these are the first things that we must talk about. Now, indeed, you are able, you have been enabled by the cross and the blood of Jesus to grow up and take full charge of everything in this world. But as long as you're still full of the world, did you get that part? How is it that you are going to expect to go out and take charge over the rest of the world? You see, the Bible says that we're supposed to be in this world, but not of this world. Do you get that? And yet a lot of people today want to play church one day and live the world the rest of the day. If you are going to walk in the power of God to cast out demons and really help others, the place where you have to start first is casting out your own demons. How many people think that makes sense? Now, I'm a believer in deliverance, right? I've been supernaturally delivered for many days. When I met the Lord, I never drank again. All right? I never drugged again, but I still smoked cigarettes. All right? And over a period of time, I loosed that before I ever went full-time ministry. I got all the way out of nicotine. Alright? Because this is a ministry. How many people know this is a ministry? Have you figured that much out yet? This is a ministry. And I know that as a minister, I'm not supposed to do things that stumble my brothers. Right? So if you got one person that's sitting there, trying to kick cigarettes, and you're in the corner with a stash of cigarettes, are you getting the picture? Are you stumbling your brother? Right? You're telling him it's okay, even though indeed you even know it's not okay, because it is that person you're supposed to become without bondage. Amen? You're not supposed to maintain bondages in your life. You're supposed to loose your bondages. Alright? Now, I've known a lot of great men and women of God that have gone far, but they can't get over the lust thing in the sexual connotation. Amen? What happens, they'll go along for a while, and because they've never come to grips with this area of their life, that area stumbles them, and they fall all the way down. How many people can recognize that? That is something that we must get control of in our life. What a terrible thing that God has such a great destiny for you, and you hook up with the wrong mate that prevents you from having that destiny. Did you get that? What a terrible thing that God has this destiny for you. But because of your lack of self-control in areas, you end up hooked up to a ball and chain that sinks the very destiny God has planned for you. Amen? Are you ever going to walk in the full power that God would have for you? No. Why? Because of the choices you've made, because of your lack of self-control, that have changed the very course of your entire life. Are you hearing me today? I'm talking about casting out demons, but you're thinking I'm talking about going over to somebody, laying the hands on them, and casting the demon on them. And in reality, I'm talking about casting out your demons. Amen? Because we all come with bondages in our life, and indeed, in order to walk in the power of God, you're going to have to address your demons before you mature enough to go out and address the rest of the world's demons. How many people think that makes sense? Don't it? You see, you don't want to call it demons. But you see, everything in the physical has a root in the spiritual. Right? If you're going to see a breakthrough in your life, what's going to happen is you're going to pray through, touch the hem of the garment, it's going to be changed in the spiritual realm first, and then you're going to see it change in your physical realm. How many people in this room have been praying for certain deliverances for a long time? We all have things we're working on, amen? And what are you to do? You're to seek God diligently until the answer comes. You're not supposed to quit mid-van, but you're supposed to stay on track until you get there. Right? Some of the things that you're trying to break are second and third generational curses. Right? Witchcraft. Amen? If you're Latino, there's a lot of witchcraft out there. If you're from the Caribbean, there's a lot of witchcraft out there. If you're from Africa, there's a lot of witchcraft in that. Amen? And there's a lot of generational curses and things that you don't have full understanding of that are actually holding you back from where God wants you to go. And by the way, there's witchcraft everywhere. We all know they were burning witches in Salem years ago, so you white folks are in there too. Are you understanding? So before we go about casting out demons in others, let's talk a moment about getting a handle and casting out those demons that are in us. Are you getting it? One of the first spirits that you have when you get saved that you got to get rid of is the spirit of the world. A spirit of worldliness. Right? It says the things of the spiritual realm and the things of the world are always in conflict. And you know, I'll tell you how you know you have a spirit of the world is you act like everybody in the world. I said, the way you know you have a spirit of the world is you act like everybody in the world. Your value system is of the world. The way you think is worldly. That is a spirit of the world that is not a spirit of Christ. Amen? So one of the biggest things that you're going to go through when you're casting out demons in your own life is one of the first demons you must cast out is your spirit. Of the world. Amen? Now we're vessels. The Bible says that we're vessels. Amen? Right? Now as a vessel, that means you hold something. Right? And if you're full of the world, where are you going to find room to put a spirit of the Lord? Are you following me? You see, you've got to address some root issues in your life to make room for God in your life. And if you don't cast out, put away from you these things, then you're not going to have enough room in you for the things that God wants to put in you. Amen? It says in Ephesians 4, 22, 23, and 24, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the... and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So your very mind has the spirit of the world. Are you getting it? You see, I use scriptures because the Word of God is true and you are to take them literally. Your mind, when you get saved, has a spirit of the world. Right? I don't got to put up with this no more. I'm going to go here. I'm going to do that. Where is your submission to God? Where is your spirit of the Lord that is an overcomer? Where is it? It is hidden in the things of God, but until you cast out and take control of your own mind, you still have the thought process and the spirit of the world. Amen? A lot of people will work full-time ministry as long as they're paid. Right? Well, I'll be a minister, but you gotta pay me. Show me that in the Bible. What is that? That is a spirit of the world that is still left in you, and you must cast that baby out. Right? Are you getting this? Doesn't this make sense? You see, your biggest battle and your biggest demons that you're gonna cast out are gonna be the ones in you. And if you can't cast out the strongholds that are in you, how are you going to walk around and cast out the strongholds that are in others? Amen? I've seen, there's lots of spirits. How many people know that, listen, I try with all my heart to serve God. And sometimes, just walking down the road, a thought will pop in my head that I'm not even thinking about. I mean, bang! There it is. I'm sitting there going, where did that come from? It is a spiritual assault on you. And you have got to learn to recognize when you're being spiritually assaulted. And that's why you're supposed to take every idle thought captive. You're supposed to take and captivate your imagination that is not of God and cast it out. You are supposed to start casting out spirits in you first. Your biggest practice ground will be you. How many people are recognizing what I'm talking about today? There is a spirit of addiction. It's a perverted spirit. God wants you to be addicted to Him, but the perverted spirit has you addicted to a substance. Are you getting this? And you've got to get that perverted spirit out of you. If you are addicted, you have a perverted spirit. Amen? Your spirit has been perverted by the spirit of the world. Right? And you have got to get charge of that and cast it out. Amen? And if you can't do that, then you're not going to go any further in the rest of this Bible study that I'm about to give. I'm here telling you that when I got saved, I was a bucket of spirits. Not only was I demon possessed, and I mean that in the literal form, because I had a demon of murder on me. I had a murderous spirit where I would literally see red, and that's what I wanted to do, was kill people. How many people know what I'm talking about? And it bang, and it was right there. Right? That's a spirit. There is a demon spirit of murder that a lot of people carry. It goes along with the spirit of rage. Right? It's a spiritual thing. It's not just a lack of self-control thing. It is a spiritual thing. But you know what? When I got saved, I struggled with it for a while, but the spirit of the Lord won out over the spirit of murder because I went to God with my everything so that my spirit man that was a babe could be strengthened instead of feeding on the old spirit, which is the flesh, and keeping on doing those things that I used to do. So when we're talking about casting out spirits, a lot of it is that you get yourself filled up with the goodness of God and the light overwhelms the darkness. Are you getting it? Deliverance does not just come from somebody laying their hands on you, because I've done that, and I've seen people that have been addicted on heroin get up and start running, fully delivered from the addiction withdrawal process, and 2 weeks later be back on the needle once again. Why? Because the spirit of the world still possessed them, not the spirit of God. Are you following what I'm saying today? You see, you have got to cast out the spirit in you first before you're going to walk around and cast out the spirits in others. If you can't overcome your rage, if you can't overcome your anger, if you can't overcome your lust, then I have a solution for you. Jesus, 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 Jesus. More Jesus. Oh yes, by the way, more Jesus. Oh yes, by the way, more Jesus. Let the light come on. More and more and more and more and more. And as the light comes on, as God fills you with His Spirit, He will push out your darkness. Amen? And as you get full of Jesus, now you start to walk in the things that He's talking about. Now things start to happen to you in alignment with the Word of God. Now when you pray, things start rocking and rolling. Are you hearing me? And what happened is you are being delivered from the spirit of the world, but because of the fullness of that spirit in you, the possession of the world and the things of the world, it takes time to push that spirit all the way out to where you walk in the spirit of the Lord. Are you following me today? It's not an overnight process. Amen? Because when I say the spirit of the world, there are many spirits in the world. Amen? And you can be full of all of them. But in the end, one and all is the same. It's the spirit of the Antichrist. It's the spirit of the devil. It's the spirit of the things that are of the world. It is not the spirit of God. So you have got to get a hold of yourself and let God push back the things that are not of Him. And the way you do that is by, of course, drawing closer to the light, who is Jesus Christ. And then when He takes over your life, now you're going to be ready to cast out demons in others because you have been delivered from your own demons. Are you following me? And I had to say this very carefully because, in fact, God wants you to cast out demons, but it's not going to be a big thing. You know, a lot of people talk about casting out demons like it's a big thing. No, it's supposed to be one of your average things that you do as a child of God. Amen? It's not a big deal. You're supposed to be prepared for it always. And when God speaks, you just jump on it and you lay hands on it and you cast it out. Demons are real. How many people have been walking down the street and seeing demons looking out of people's eyes at them? I mean, it takes a blind man to miss them. I mean, you ain't got to be no spiritual giant to see pure evil looking at you in the face. Right? But you see, you can't combat that kind of evil until you have overcome evil in your own life. Amen? You have got to go through that healing process yourself. And I say all that to get to the next part of my Bible study. Amen? I want to talk about casting out demons, and I want to be serious about it. Number one, God's Spirit will tell you when it's time. Write this down. If you're thinking it's time, then you're wrong. If God's telling you it's time, then you're right. Did you get this? My mother-in-law here, God bless her, I don't know, she may still be here. Years ago, she had a breakdown in the vertebrae in her neck, which were grievous headaches, wandering thoughts, and, you know, dysfunctions of kinds. But what happened was her vertebrae was deteriorating in her neck. So some well-meaning Christians came by, and I say that kind of facetiously, right? And they decided that my mother-in-law had demons. So they walked up to her, laid hands on her, and prayed and started casting out demons. And of course, that totally PO'd all the kids in the house, PO'd mom in the house, PO'd dad in the house, because these people were so far off, they had no clue of the truth, because they thought they were God, instead of letting the Spirit of God work in them. Amen? You're not to do what you want to do, or you're not even to do what you think. You're supposed to do what the Lord tells you to do. Because the way you think is wrong. Amen? But God is always right. Amen? So what happened was, a year or so later, they found out, oh, the reason why she's having all these problems is because her vertebrae in her neck was deteriorating, so all her nerves were shot out from getting banged around because all the discs were just flopping around. So they took a piece out of her bone and fused her neck, and bang, she was healed. Turned out to be a physical malady, not a spiritual one. That's why you see, in truth, you don't walk around saying you're going to cast out demons unless God Himself speaks to you about doing that thing, and that will come as you learn a walk in God. Right? Not imagining that you are mature in God. God will speak to you and give you instruction in every area of your life. And you're to wait for instruction instead of superseding what He may have on His mind for that person at that time. Amen? So number one, when you get your demons cast out, then this Bible study is for you. Alright? But I'm going to tell you about it right now because I want you to strive for it, because it is just part of the Christian walk. It's not to be a fear thing. You're not to walk in fear of no stinking demon. Amen? You know, there's too many people that are always saying, the devil made me do it. No, you just got no self-control. And, well, I got tempted and I couldn't stand it. Well, the truth is, you couldn't stand it because you were looking for the temptation. Amen? All right. In verse 14 of chapter 11 of Luke, it says, and he was casting out a demon, him being Jesus, and it was mute. So it was when the demon had gone out that the mute spoke, and the multitudes marveled. You start casting out demons, people that don't speak start talking, people are going to notice. Amen? So the multitudes marveled. They were amazed. Right? Because they knew this person that couldn't speak before. And it says there was a demon that made that person mute. Right? So there's all kinds of demons and they got different tasks. Different torments that they practice. But in the end, the multitudes marveled because the mute spoke. But some of them said, and this is the jealous spirit that rages in the church today. But some of them said, he cast out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. Others testing him sought from him a sign from heaven. Let me tell you something, people. That those that cast out demons are always going to be to some degree ridiculed by the church. Because most people in the church cannot even confront a mini demon because their demons and that other demon are one. Are you hearing me? If you can't get charge of the demons and cast them out in your life, certainly you can't cast out another demon. And he said it just right. He said in 17, but he, knowing their thoughts, said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And a house divided against a house does what? Falls. Amen? If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? Because you say, I cast out demons by Beelzebub. And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Are you getting this? But if I cast out demons with the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Now this is the truth I'm really trying to get home to you today. You are never going to walk around in the power of God in your life when you are still in the spirit of the world. Amen? Because the spirit of the world is not of God. The spirit of the world is of the devil. And as long as you act like and are a part of the world that is out there today, you are never going to walk in power in your life because in fact, what is controlling you is a spirit of the world in your mind. And as long as that spirit of the world is in your mind, you cannot cast out one of your very own. Are you getting this? You see, a lot of people, they're too spiritual for me. They tell me all this and all that. And I sit there and I watch them. They're Christians on Sunday. They're quiz Christians on Wednesday. And the rest of the time they're living like hell. But when they come to church, all of a sudden they're super spiritual. Let me tell you where you're going to find some of the biggest flakes in Christendom. The prayer ministry. Because their facades are mostly just that. A facade. Amen? Check it out. What does it mean? They are usually hiding their own personal demons. And I'm not telling you that our prayer ministry is that way. I am telling you that you have people that hide in the prayer ministry acting spiritual to cover their own stinking demons. And they have no maturity in God. And as a consequence, the very things they say and the things they do appear to most of us that walk daily in the Lord to be extreme flakes. And I'm going to tell you that there's some mighty prayer warriors. And I'm going to tell you that there are intercessors that are truly of God. But you're always going to find that one that always runs to the front, that always makes sure that they're seen, that always prays the loudest. Are you hearing me? Because they want to be seen. That is a spirit of pride. Are you hearing me? I'm here to tell you today that you be careful around those people. Be careful who you let pray for you. Because I want you to know impartation is real and it can work either way. If you think I'm going to let just anybody pray for me, in general, I'll say yes. But there are some that I won't get within 10 feet of that are supposed to be Christians because they're so loaded up. It's like I can see all the little demons clinging to them as they're walking by. Are you hearing me? You know, you really got to start to think about these kind of spiritual things. Right? You know, you don't just go walk up to a demon and cast it out. I have been involved because of what I do in many of these things. And there's people in this room right here that are carrying spirits. They're familiar. And some of them even know they have them. Amen? And I'm not pointing fingers, but I'm telling you a truth. But they are comfortable with that spirit of rage. They are comfortable with that spirit of addiction. They are comfortable with that spirit of the world, and they don't want to lose it. And if they don't want to lose it, You can't get rid of it. They have a right to make friends with spirits. Are you hearing me here today? How many people are starting to see what I'm talking about? And some of them may be who you perceive to be spiritual. Oh, Dominic, you're confusing me now. No, listen to me. This is your path to get to walk in the power of God where you get to do things like cast out demons. The way you do that is not no quick deliverance thing. It is a day-by-day walk getting closer and closer to God's thing. Amen? It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen just because you think it happened. It's going to happen over a period of time when you loose your demons. Your I want them. Or I ain't gonna. They go together. I want them. And I ain't gonna, and you can't make me. It comes in your submission to God and His plan for your life and the releasing of your plans for your life. You see, what I'm trying to get through to you today is that you can cast out demons. God said that the things that I have done, you shall do also. And more than these things, because I go home to my Father. But He was not talking to a person that won't grow up. He was talking to His disciples, which are true followers of God, who have made God number one in His life. Are you hearing me? And even though I got rid of a lot of my spirits right away, I got to profess that I didn't lose them all. Until I had one more event happen in my life where I decided that I was no longer going to tolerate that spirit of rage in my life anymore. Amen? You see, I'm going to tell you that your deliverance personally is going to come when it is no longer acceptable to carry that spirit anymore. When you sit there and go, no, I'm not going to fall into this no more. No, I'm not going to quit no more. No, I am going to do this. No, I am going to die to myself. No, this is what I'm going to do. When it no longer becomes acceptable for you, then you will quit that sin nature and that demon inside of you will leave because it will no longer have no place. Did you understand that? And until you get to that place where you control yourself in that way, you are never going to walk in the power of God to do these other things. And you can play church all you think and want to, but you better be careful. Because you might just be ending up like that guy in Acts, running down the street naked with no clothes because he walked out to cast out a demon and that demon turned around and tore him up because he said, Paul, I know. And Jesus, I know. But you, I don't know. Because there is spirit of power on both sides. And the spirit of the Lord is the greatest power. But my question to you is, do you have enough Jesus in you today to cast out the demons? Or is what in you, what is in you today, the spirit of the world, which is a demon? Do you get it? Because if you're still full of the world, people, the chances of you walking up and casting out one of your own kind, pretty much nil. Are you getting this? Dominic, are you saying I'm possessed? Now let me give you some definition and then I'm done. Possession means when a spirit is inside of you that causes you to do things that you would not normally do. That's possession. Right? Oppression is torment. A spirit can be outside of you. I want you to try, everybody close your eyes. Just close your eyes. I'm going to try and give you a vision here. When I think of oppression, I think of a spirit of the most ungodly nature with claws and talons that is literally on the outside hanging on to me in the spirit and pressing those talons and stuff inside of me that bring torment into my life. Are you getting that picture in your mind? Possession is a spirit that has come inside and taken over your life. Oppression is a torment that is latched onto you from the outside that torments you, and because of it, you do things in your life you would not normally do. Now open your eyes. Do you understand the difference between possession and oppression? There are many people in this room that are underneath a spirit of oppression. There are spirits that are oppressing you. And the solution to get rid of those spirits is a bright light from Jesus in your life, holy and treasured. And then there's no more room for them, and they will leave. Are you getting this? Demons are real. Amen? I said demons are real. But so is your power in Christ real. But you are a vessel. You've got to lose things in order to have room to get things. It's up to you. Are you getting this? Now you can walk in the power. I'm not afraid of no stinking demons. I've heard them growl at me. I've seen them laying in my mom's bed. All those things are real to me. And many, many more things that I'll never talk about. Right? I've had them jump on my chest. Make it so I can't talk. Amen? I mean, all these kinds of things, they're real. How many people know that spirits are real? You better believe it. So you better prepare for it. Amen? But when you walk in Christ, His power is sovereign. And you now have the power to cast out demons. But you know what? If you're still hanging on to your own personal demons, you're still in the family. You need to push out all that darkness so that the light can so shine. You need to learn to pray and wait for God to talk to you before you start doing those kinds of things. I was sitting there, and I am going to close. I think this is my third one. Amelia told me one day I did four or five. Five. Okay. Then I'm going to go for a record someday. I had a girl that had a demon. I mean, she was possessed. It was a girl, a little bitty girl, you know, about this big around. I mean, been slamming some kind of stuff. You guys that use IVs, you got no idea what you're doing. You're mainlining demons. That's what you're doing. All right? But listen to me. This girl just started crying. I was talking to her, and she just started crying. And she started yelling, "I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna." And I sat there, and I grabbed a hold of her, and I shook her, and I go, "What's going on?" She goes, "I have a voice screaming in my head, kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him." Amen? And I went, "Oh, here we go." And I knew the Lord spoke to me, and I knew that was the time. So I took her away from everybody else, and I was by myself, and I had latched onto her head, and I was speaking life into her. And I was casting that stinking demon out. And somebody came up to me that claimed to be a prayer warrior in the middle of me casting out a demon that had never casted out a demon but read about it in a book somewhere. You know, one of them prayer warrior types. And started telling me how to cast out the demon. I want you to know, if you ever see me latched onto somebody's head praying the power of God down, get away from me! Because I cannot lose contact with the spiritual realm as I'm pouring out, because that is the path I must be on. Don't you dare come up and tell me how to do nothing. What happened was, she broke my concentration long enough that demon almost hopped off on me. Did you hear that? It ain't no joke. And it is not for the faint-hearted, and it is not for those of us that walk around in the spirit of the world. But it is not nothing special either. You can do it. If you walk in Christ. How many people want to learn how to cast out demons? Cast your own out. Doesn't that make sense? As long as you're walking around with oppression and possession inside of your own life, how are you going to walk up to one of your kin and tell them to leave? Amen? Father, I love you, God. Let it be today that each person in this room just does the things they need to do, Lord, that they put you first in their life. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, Amen. Amen.